So we as Australians and here in the Hunter are missing out on a few acts of kindness. In fact, a couple of billion of them. Joining us to have a chat about this morning on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, Mark McCrindle from McCrindle. He's a social researcher. Mark, how are you doing?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Andrew.
What is an act of kindness, just as a matter of interest? What do we define that as?
Well, it's anything that is in word or deed given to make someone else's life better, without expecting anything in return. So, yeah, we did this national study on kindness, and we found that the average Australian gives out 16 acts of kindness per week. So that's more than two a day. And that's everything from offering some encouragement or support to someone in their words through to, you know, holding a lift or letting someone in front of them, or maybe at the grocery queue, someone's got fewer groceries than us, we let them in front. All of those little gestures that actually have a significant impact on someone's day, they're all acts of kindness.
So if we're missing out on 2 billion acts of kindness each year, does that mean we're being more unkind, or we're just not thinking of others perhaps a little enough?
Yeah, it's probably more the latter. You know, we surveyed 3,500 people to come up with this kindness index, and we found that the average person per week forgoes about 3 acts of kindness when they track it. And that is that, and there are three main blockers for that, or issues that stop them delivering more of this kindness. Firstly, it's just that they're overthinking it. They're double-guessing as to how it might be perceived by the person. Secondly, it's our comfort zone. Sometimes we don't step out of our comfort zones enough to help others. And thirdly, it's sometimes just not knowing what to do in a certain circumstance. Do you give up your seat these days? Should you open a door for someone? Someone's dropped the coin, so I pick them up. Or in an era of COVID, is that going to be unhygienic? So,
yeah.
So we're sort of over-analyzing it. And the outcome of this study was, hey, let's get back to acting from our heart, not just overthinking it. Let's just do what comes naturally. That basic courtesy and community-mindedness is what we need to get back to, because those 3 acts of kindness per week that each of us forego, you do the sums on that, and as you said, it's more than 2 billion kind acts that we have the opportunity to deliver that we don't, because we're over-analyzing how it's going to be perceived.
Mark, is it because, like, if we're in our workplace or at our home, we're with people that we're familiar with and we know, so doing an act of kindness for them might be to help them carry something downstairs. We do that because we're familiar with these people, but maybe we need to search out ways to do it for people that are unfamiliar with us.
That's exactly right. And these days, I think if it's a stranger, we think, should I give up my seat for someone these days? What if I've got it wrong or misinterpreted or whatever? But when we asked the strangers what they want, they said, well, I just want people to acknowledge me, to say hello, to check in and say, hey, are you okay if there's a trip or someone drops some things? Give someone a compliment or just jump in when there's a need. And that's what Australians want. That's what we each want when we're in a little spot of bother. And so if we can deliver the same back, that's going to make this nation an even better place than it is. And actually, we are doing well. When we looked at Australia's kindness levels compared to other nations, we do very well. We've got this community-mindedness just almost as how we operate. We're very egalitarian. Mateship is a strong value in Australia. So we're doing it very well. This report shows that there's just that little bit extra room for improvement.
Mark, I contemplate a place like on the road, where generally most of us can be quite unkind. If we see somebody do something silly, like not putting their blinker on, we might mutter to ourselves about their capabilities. Whereas perhaps even a kind act would be something they wouldn't even realise, is just to say to yourself, well, that might be the first mistake they made today.
Well, that's right, and it's not as if we haven't gone around without putting our blinker on as well. So, and it is, we found 3 drivers of kindness. You know, one is exactly as you've said. It's being a reflective person. It's reflecting on our own self. It's therefore showing more patience and tolerance, and indeed gentleness. In other words, kindness is, as you said, it's not just what we do. It's what we don't do. It's withholding those sharp words. It's not reacting in that negative way, which we might be tempted to do. So the more we can be reflective of ourselves, have that self-awareness, the more kind we will be. The other 2 key aspects of it we found in this study was empathy, which is just, as you said, relating to someone. Oh, they might have just made a mistake. Maybe they didn't realize. Maybe they didn't see the traffic light was green. You know, that consideration and friendliness. And the third aspect is altruism, which means being generous and encouraging and giving without expecting anything in return.
Mark, where can we go here in the Hunter for inspiration on how we can increase our kindness in the community?
Well, this full report with a lot of good tips is freely available, and it was sponsored and supported by Helga's Bakehouse. So people go to the Helga's website, Helga's, H-E-L-G-A-S, helgas.com.au/kindness. They can get the report and a bit more information and tips around kindness in Australia.
Well, Mark McCrindle, thank you very much for your kindness in joining us on 2NM. You go and have a lovely day. Thanks again for your time.
Really appreciate it. Thanks so much, Andrew.